well-being flows. And there are so many people who, well-meaning parents, who put themselves in a position of being that vortex through which your well-being flows, to the point that they really feel that they must care for you and carry you literally from place to place in order for your well-being to be established. And all of that is so counter to everything that is at the basis of what you are about. We don't think that this battle that you have with your mother is over the money. We think it's about your own autonomy. And we think it is because she's trained you to look to her first for all things, and she's having a struggle now as you're looking in other places for your alignment and your connection. But she's just got to get used to it, because she has never been the vortex through which your well-being flows. And you can't let her be, in your mind, the vortex through which this money flows. You have to release your claim to that money in order to really come into alignment with who you are. And it is our promise to you that when you do, when you really do that, when you've let go of your last feeling of resentment about that, not only will she'll hand the money right over to you. It will be shocking. It will be shocking when once you release all resistance about it. But even more important, you're going to discover your true connection to who you really are, which is what you've been sort of reaching for a very, very, very long time.
Absolutely.
It has been pleasing to interact with you.
Thank you.
It is a rare situation where we can be speaking to someone who has presented something so big that we talk on and on and on as we have, and that you are, in your words, as you said, as present as you have been. It was a satisfying experience to us to feel you get what we're saying, even though you're standing in a place that's sort of different from what you want. Mm-hmm. You know what to do. Be easy about it.
It was an honor.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you for your time and attention.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Thank you, Abraham. I'm a student of yours for the last 6 months. I am part of the master program. And
Glutton.
Okay. My life has transformed over it, and I'm here for fine-tuning, I think, and really take it to another level. And I just have a few questions. You mentioned in your teaching that we're healers, and I believe that I'm a healer. And I'd like to know, how can I be like Jesus, like really, really heal? Because my son is constantly sick, and I think I can really make a difference in that space, but the way I'm going about it is not working out, and I just need some coaching in that.
Well, here's why. Can you feel how every subject is really two subjects? There's what is wanted on one end of the subject stick and what is not wanted on the other end. So wellness on one end of the stick, illness on the other. Ease on one end, dis-ease on the other. So the question that you want to ask yourself when you focus upon the subject is, which end of the stick is most actively vibrating within you? So, of course, it's easier to think about wellness when you're observing it, and it's easier to think about illness or disease when you're observing it, but a true healer is able to think about the good feeling end of the stick no matter what the current experience is. In other words, even the word healing calls your attention to the disease you are wanting to overcome. While there is no word in your current vocabulary that really is the opposite of healing. In other words, you don't really have a word you call welling. Mm-hmm. There's healing and there's welling. People would say, what? There's ease and dis-ease, but most people don't associate those as opposite ends of the stick, even though they are. So what you want to do is try to fashion a new vernacular, a new way of explaining the end of the stick that you're wanting to focus upon. Jesus, who you mentioned, the magic that he possessed, it was not magic at all, but the technique that worked for him was that he did not allow himself to see your illness. He fixated on the vibrational escrow of who you were. He knew that when you were sick, that it caused you to ask for more wellness, and he knew that the larger non-physical part of you was weller now because of the sickness than you were before the sickness. So he gave his undivided attention to the well-being of your beingness. And as he saw you, only as well,